talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. You know, there are many absurd things Trump has said, Trump has done, and he seems to be an expert dominating media attention, largely because of the stupid, crazy, crooked things he says. But this one comes close to taking the cake. He is involved in a lawsuit, many lawsuits, but this is one where he's been sued for having his security detail attack protesters near Trump Tower, outside of Trump Tower, in 2015. Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue is right on this sort of golden mile of high-end stores, Great Street, Fifth Avenue. And protesters are on the sidewalk legally protesting Trump's candidacy for the Republican nomination for president. This is in 2015, just before the year before the actual nomination itself. He walked out with his security detail and he sicked them on them. He told them to attack them. And these are people, they're either law enforcement, retired law enforcement, boxers, and they went up and they were punching people, punching them in the face. A previous guy who did something like that was Erdogan of Turkey, and he's not welcome in the United States anymore for one reason. In Washington, D.C., he came out and there were Armenian protesters because the Turks had genocided more than 1 million Armenians in the early 20th century, and he sicked his thugs on them and beat them. Then, of course, they leave the country. So how do you sue them? How do you prosecute them? But when you have a thug leader with a thug security detail, you don't invite him back in. Well, the problem with Trump is he's already in the United States and he has a thug detail. So they took his deposition. Here's what the guy says. He's asked, well, why'd you sick these people on the protesters? And he said, quote, that he was afraid that dangerous fruits would be thrown at him. Dangerous fruits. Okay. And they said, what kind of dangerous fruits? He said, pineapples, tomatoes, and bananas. Now, wait a minute. If somebody is walking around with a full pineapple with sort of spiny things coming out of the side, okay, but that wasn't happening. Nobody carries a pineapple on Fifth Avenue in New York. Tomatoes and bananas, it's a waste of good fruit. Yeah, actually, I know a tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable. You're not going to believe this. At this, these lawyers, I don't know how good they were on either side. They got in a long argument of whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable. It's a fruit. But everybody assumes it's a vegetable, so you put it with the lettuce. Why are they talking about this? Trump is just getting free publicity. Anyway, he said, quote, in the deposition, you can get killed with one of these things. And then they said to him, okay, well, you sicked them on him too in Cedar Rapids, Iowa in 2016. I don't know if you remember that. And he said, well, I told them, quote, if you see someone getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of him, would you? Quote, end quote. If you see someone getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of him, would you? Can you see Biden or Obama saying that? I mean, can you see any normal human being saying that? No, you can't. And you might also remember this one. He had a rally, and it was the Cedar Rapids rally in Iowa in 2016. He was on the stage. I heard him say it. And there were some protesters in the audience, and they were taken out by security. And as they were taken out, some people jumped up and punched them on the way up the aisle. Katie Couric, who for MSNBC was covering it, and she needed security to get to her car because he would turn and he'd say, there's the media, there's the media, the rigged media and all this. And the crowd would roar like in Nuremberg in 1932. But I heard him say, and some of you may have heard him say it too, right from the podium. He said, if you beat up these protesters, quote, I will pay your legal fees, end quote. I will pay the legal fees of anyone who assaults someone that's in here as a protester. And he claims now that he meant only if they're going to throw a tomato. Give me a break. Give me a break. It's very dangerous for a leader who some people see as a charismatic leader, a fascist leader, a Mussolini, a Hitler, a Stalin, Trump, Putin, to get up and point to protesters and say, beat them up and I'll pay your legal fees. Or to point to the media, Katie Turr, for Pete's sake, she's, you know, very low key, and go, that's the media up there, that's the enemy. And she needed security to get to her car. That is creeping fascism. You know the great American poem, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a beautiful image. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One little thing at a time. You don't suddenly see a strong man show up with a chest full of medals that he didn't earn and go, okay, I'm the fascist leader. Bend over. You're going to take your medicine from me. No, that's not the way it works. It's little things. Starts out this guy saying, pointing to protesters and telling the rabble in the crowd, beat them up and I will pay your legal fees. Or pointing to the press and saying, there they are. There's the enemy of the people, the enemy of the people. That's what he called them. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, we're going to the lines, early line. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
You know, certain callers don't want us to talk about Trump anymore because, you know, he's yesterday's news. And I totally disagree in that everybody down the dog catcher that's got a Republican brand in front of them trying to be like him, including now we're seeing this shift from Rebecca Clayfish across the country everywhere. Why not an all-out assault and attack from Democrats on Trump every chance you get? You bring him on into the equation and tie him to these candidates. For instance, right now in Georgia, the candidate he's backing is on about 15 points behind. Just what exactly does this guy have? He's a two-time loser at the presidency without the archaic, the way he went in the first time, can't even come up with it. But he lost by 3,000 or 3 million plus votes to Hillary Clinton, by over 7.5 million, twice impeached. And they want to hang, I say, hang him around their necks like the biggest albatross on earth and do nothing but bring up him. And you're tied to him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, just so you know, I mean, when you say that the Democrats have to get together and attack him, that's what Matt Flynn Direct's been doing for 2 years. So, I mean, you know, we are doing it. This station does do it, and I think in a good way. But I think you make a larger point, which is good. And that is that some people say, well, let's ignore him. He's just sucking the oxygen out of the room. Let's just ignore him. And then, at least don't give him publicity. Well, I think, unfortunately, he's too dangerous right now. They tried to do that with Hitler back in the late 20s. I mean, believe it or not, you know, in the beer hall push, it's called, in the early 20s, he and his buddies got up and they were arrested by cops. He was sent to jail. And it was in a beer hall, which is like a big tavern. It's like a beer garden in Munich. Well, okay. And everybody said, well, let's ignore the guy. And there was an article, believe it or not, in the New York Times in the 20s that said a minor politician named Adolf Hitler was arrested. He sent off to jail. Nobody's going to ever hear from him again. And what's amazing to me is that he even came to their attention at all, but apparently he'd started to. And that can be a grave mistake. And so I think you're right. We've got to highlight it. The station highlights it. Other people are highlighting it. But you talk about Georgia, that's David Perdue against Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp is the incumbent Republican governor. He's right wing as hell. He's the one that Stacey Abrams almost beat last time, until he was then the Secretary of State. He threw 200,000 people off the voting rolls in Atlanta, and that's how he won. So he's no good. He's a no good Nick. But what his sin was in Trump's eyes was when they finally said, look, we recounted Georgia three times and we did it by hand. And hey, I mean, Biden won by, you know, in the teens, I think it was 14,000 votes. So he signed the certification, and then Trump attacked him for doing that. Trump is a fascist. And so this guy, David Perdue, who was the senator, lost to Jonathan Ossoff. Trump said, why don't you run for governor? And now he's running as a mini Trump. And he's, you're right, he's 15 points behind Perdue, but that's not because Perdue's a good guy. Nobody down there in that race is a good guy. But what it is Trump, and the same thing with Vance in Ohio. Trump is backing an unpopular guy. When he starts losing some of these primaries, his brand is going to get more tarnished. We have to keep up the attack. We simply have to keep up the attack. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. We're going to the lines. We're going to a break first. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, development in New York, and not a good one. This hack, Alvin Bragg, DA, incompetent. I question this guy really badly. It's just been announced that he will not extend the grand jury that's convened in Manhattan to investigate Donald Trump for criminal felonies, criminal offenses. Cyrus Vance, his predecessor on the way out, is the one who convened it. And he hired the two most experienced prosecutors, white-collar crime prosecutors in New York City, which is saying something, because that's the financial center of the United States. These guys are first rate. And Alvin Bragg gets into office, and about a month or two later, he calls him in and says, we're not going to go after Trump. He's innocent. And they resigned. And on the way out, one of them said Trump committed felonies. Bragg at the time said, the investigation still goes on. It's just that, and he gave a song and dance, tap dance. He comes out on the stage with a cane and a top hat and does a little soft shoe. Well, two things happened yesterday. It's just been revealed that the grand jury will not be extended. That means by law, grand jury is convened for a period of time, a set period of time, say a year. They may take evidence once or twice a month, but the beauty of it is you can use them to issue subpoenas to get people to testify in front of the grand jury. By not extending it, what Alvin Bragg has done is release Donald Trump. And then they interviewed the clown, Alvin Bragg. They said, clown? Well, no, they didn't say clown. They said, Mr. District Attorney, that means this is over, isn't it? He said, oh, no. Very much alive. We're still looking at it. Well, then why didn't you extend the grand jury? Because now you can't subpoena people. He just waved and smiled and grinned. Somebody got to him. Cyrus Vance was one of the best federal prosecutors in the country as a DA. But this is all political. And you have to understand something about New York and Manhattan in particular. The thing is out there that identity politics is so ingrained that people frequently are elected based on their immutable characteristics. That means their ethnicity, gender, that kind of thing. In other words, physical characteristics that nobody can change. And Cyrus Vance was a throwback, and his father, Cyrus Vance Sr., was in the Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson administrations. I think he was ambassador to the United Nations. He was an eminent diplomat, and Cyrus Vance Jr. was an eminent prosecutor, but no one cared. Remember something. They passed a law in New York, which is being challenged in the courts, where non-citizens can vote. And they only have to be there for 30 days. That's going to add 800,000 people to the voting rolls. And they are not going to vote. That's wrong, by the way. And they are not going to vote based on merit. They're going to vote based on national origin and ethnicity. So the heck, the clown Alvin Bragg comes in and takes a dive. Somebody got to him. Somebody got to him. There's got to be a grand jury convened to look at Alvin Bragg as a result of this, in my view. A federal grand jury. Why do I say a federal grand jury? Because he's the DA. A state grand jury has to be convened by him. But I'll tell you what, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, federal, can do it. Subpoena his bank accounts, subpoena all his financial transactions, to determine if anybody's put any money into him. Who got to him? Who got to him? What promises were made? There are two other prosecutors who are honest. One of them is Letitia James, the Attorney General up in Albany. And she is very, very close in her civil fraud suit against Trump. Just like, remember, he paid $90 million for Trump University, that scam. Remember that? Well, in this particular one, what he did was he gave false valuations of his properties to banks and to the taxing authorities. He'd say a building was worth very little money to the taxing authorities, so he didn't have to pay much property taxes. And then he'd say the same building was worth a humongous amount of money to the banks to get financing. That's a felony. The banks are federally insured. That makes that a felony. And lying to the tax people is a felony as well. So, but why isn't she prosecuting? She's doing civilly. She's doing civilly, in my judgment, she could prosecute. Why isn't she? Statute of limitations is running. Sure, they'll get a fine, but if the average person did something like that on your house and you told the bank it was worth $1 million and you told to get financing and you told the state taxing people in Wisconsin is worth $100,000, you'd go to jail. What's going on out there? And but I think Letitia James is honest in the sense that she's pursuing the civil remedies, the fines. In Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, the DA is terrific, and she convened a grand jury. And this has to do with the extortion of Brad Raffensperger. Remember that? He was the Secretary of State, Republican, right-wing guy. But they recounted the votes. Biden won. Trump called the guy, and it was taped. Fortunately, Raffensperger taped it. And Trump is saying, you got to come up with 11,000, I don't know, some odd votes, so I win by one vote. And I'll tell you, if you don't do it, there can be criminal consequences. That's extortion. Somebody calls you up, and they go, I want you to do something which is illegal, and if you don't, I'm going to do something to you. Bring criminal charges against you, set thugs on you. That is a felony. That is a felony. Trump committed a felony. He commits them all over the place. They're like bodies he leaves behind him. He committed a felony in Atlanta. But then he gave a speech in Arizona threatening the DA, didn't use her name. He said, you know, there are DAs after me and they're racist. And this is a joke, right? I mean, they're racist because they're going after Trump. They're racist, and what they are doing is harassment, and I'm sure you know how to take care of them. That is an invitation to violence. She got death threats after that. She got death threats after that. Why isn't he prosecuted for threatening violence? Why wasn't he prosecuted when he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton? Why wasn't he prosecuted when he said her bodyguard should be disarmed? If somebody said the Second Amendment people and Union Hall should take care of Donald Trump, you would be visited by the Secret Service. Even now. Even now. Why is he permitted to threaten murder? Why is he engendering death threats with impunity? Why did the clown Alvin Bragg take a dive in Manhattan? The brave prosecutor in Atlanta didn't take a dive. She shouldn't have to worry about death threats to her kids. There are death threats coming to these people, and they name their kids. That happened in Michigan with some election officials. Why are these people not in prison? Can't they find them? Can't they trace the call? Why aren't these people put in for long jail sentences? Why is it 6 months or slap on the wrist? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And that's what's happening. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Come back to Wisconsin for some history in the making now. Up in Kewaunee County, they're drinking bottled water. They're drinking bottled water. Clean water is under attack in Wisconsin because of the Republican Party. It's largely due to a CAFO, C-A-F-O. What's a CAFO? It's a concentrated animal feeding operation. When I was a kid growing up, you know, farms in Wisconsin might have 100 cows, might have 200, maybe a couple hundred, maybe 75. Up in Kewaunee County, the CAFO at Kennard Farms has 8,000 cows. 8,000 cows. And 8,000 cows produces manure from 8,000 cows. The nitrates and bad things, and it goes down into the groundwater because there's a fractured rocky subsurface, very thin soil. It gets into the groundwater. People are drinking bottled water. They put in for a permit to go to 15,000 cows, more than double. I mean, 15,000 cows, for the love of Pete, okay? So 15,000 cows, and on March 25th, the DNR gave them a qualified permit. Then the DNR reexamined it and just said, no, you're only going to keep it 8,000 cows, and you must monitor two fields where the manure is spread. The manure comes out, and it's spread in two fields. Now, the day may come when somebody invents something where manure is just put in, never goes in the soil, and is turned into something else and never pollutes anything, but that day has not yet come. So under the qualified permit, they can keep their 8,000 cows, but they have to monitor two fields, and there are three wells on each field. And they must take an hourly water level and temperature monitoring for the wells. For the wells. The data to date, even with 8,000 cows, in the report said that there is persistently exceedances of groundwater quality standards for nitrates and bacteria. The health standard for nitrates is you can't have more than 10, milligrams of nitrates, and they have 20 per liter instead of 10. Double the health standards. Double the health standards. When you have nitrates to that extent, it results in birth defects, colon cancer, thyroid problems. And this is all attributable to the thin soil and fractured bedrock in much of Wisconsin. That's just a result of glaciers 10,000 years ago. It's a result of geology. If somebody wants an 8,000 cow farm, they should put it in an estate that has just rock solid bedrock where it can't get into their groundwater. Wisconsin, when I was growing up, had always had the reputation, we'd always had the reputation of clean water, cleanest in the country. We have the Great Lakes right here, and a lot of this stuff leaches in the Great Lakes. A lot of it leaches in the Great Lakes. You know, you have these forever chemicals, which are different from the nitrates from cows. Up in Marinette County, it now turns out in Marathon County, in Wausau, every well has a presence of it. And they found forever chemicals in La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, all around the state. You know, if it's in Milwaukee, it gets into Lake Michigan. Forever chemicals in Marinette gets into Green Bay. And we're standing by. We're standing by. And the Republican Party just says, well, the Wisconsin Manufacturers Association wants this. It's good for jobs. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We have a vibrant economy. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1968. We don't have to poison our groundwater for jobs. People are advertising for workers. They're advertising everywhere I go. There'll be a sign on the desk that say, you know, we're hiring restaurant servers, cooks, receptionists. You go in for your annual checkup or something. Say we're hiring. We're always hiring. Walmart had to go up to $110,000 a year for new truck drivers. Truck driver, first time truck drivers, $110,000 a year. That impacts inflation, although that's on the way down. But this is wage inflation, and it's about time, quite frankly. Wages have been too low, to be honest with you. But let's get back to fresh water. Why do we so lightly give up our reputation for clean water? Why do we so lightly give up our reputation for clean government, for democratic government? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one at a time, one at a time. What it does is, there are six or so swing states, it only takes lawyers in six swing states with briefcases and suits walking in and getting tweaks to the law, changes to the law. This happens in environmental issues, and it happens in our democracy. In our democracy, they will simply say that the legislature picks the presidential electors. The election's a beauty contest. They'll say that from now on, it's the governor that will appoint the state treasurer, the state secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, and lieutenant governor. You don't get to vote for them. When it comes to the environment, they'll say, well, yeah, Evers won, but he doesn't get to appoint anybody in the DNR. And the guy that Walker appointed gets to stay on because the state senator won't even convene a vote to confirm him. And a Republican Supreme Court upholds that. Now, this all has the appearance of law. In 1932 in Berlin, there was an appearance of law. Hitler's party got, I don't know, 40% of the vote, put together a coalition government, and said, I would like to dissolve the Reichstag, this is the Congress, for 4 years. I need power to take care of unspecified threats, and then I'll reconvene you. 2-1, they voted to do that. That had the force of law. The minute they did it, he arrested people, tortured them, invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia, and launched World War II and the Holocaust. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Why are we even thinking? And I'm afraid, by the way, that a Republican Supreme Court will side with Kennard Farms and let them have 15,000 cows. Why are we even thinking of letting a farm that has 8,000 cows go to 15,000? Why are we, and the other thing they don't want to do is monitor these wells as frequently as they're told to, when already the nitrate level is double the health standard. So why are we putting up for that? Are you yawning? Are you lying on the sofa and yawning, having your coffee? You care? I mean, really, do you care? Everybody in the state, in the Democratic Party that I've ever met, very concerned about issues. In Madison, they have a phrase that'll go, you talk to somebody, what are you doing these days? I'm doing climate change. I'm doing women's rights. Like, what do you mean you're doing them? What are you doing to them? What are you doing? Frequently, they're not doing anything. They go to meetings. They may go to a protest. They yawn, drink some coffee. They don't do anything. Nothing. Well, let me tell you something. The insidious attack on our democracy is the most important issue right now, but it's fanning out in things like this, in our drinking water. Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. I think we have more lakes than Minnesota. Every county you go to, has lakes all over the place. Beautiful lakes, clean, pristine. Walker put in, Walker repealed state extra protections on wetlands. Walker permitted deep wells in central Wisconsin that are just draining the groundwater. These wells can pump 100,000 gallons a day and they use them as bottled water somewhere else. Why are we selling our water so cheaply just because somebody is able to buy the surface land? Why don't we have a DNR that enforces the law and that does not permit any farm to have double the nitrate level that's required by health standards? Why do we have a DNR that has somebody on it appointed by Walker and he won't get off because the gerrymandered Republican state Senate won't even schedule a confirmation hearing for the new person? Why do we have a court 4-3 that is largely doing the bidding of the Republican Party? This is Wisconsin. This is the state of fighting Bob La Falla. This is the state of Gaylord Nelson. Remember May 1st, Earth Day? Remember Earth Day? This is the state where the environmental movement was born. Before the EPA came into effect 50 years ago. And by the way, believe it or not, the president that created the EPA was Richard Nixon. He'd have midnight dumpers. A guy would have a bunch of cyanide. He'd drive out in the country about 50 miles, just dump it in the stream. This kind of thing is going on right now. And nobody appears to be doing anything about it. Nobody appears to be outraged. Nobody appears to do anything about it. Putting on your radar, you're going to have a 15,000 cow herd up in Kewaunee County before you know it. And believe it or not, they were going to be putting in a 50,000 hog farm, 50,000 hogs, pigs, up on Lake Superior. Going to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's on your mind today?
I think the discussion about water is a really crucial one because I think as we look ahead, obviously water is going to be a huge issue moving ahead. And I think those who have money have realized that there's a lot of profit to be made in water. Look what's happening in our West, and then look at what we have. It's not just that we have over 10,000 lakes. I always bristle when I see that Minnesota license plate because Wisconsin has 15,000 lakes. We have 30,000 miles of rivers and streams and two of the Great Lakes.
Joe, can you hang on the phone? I don't want you to hang up. I've got to go to a quick break. That's required. But I want to come back. This is a very important issue. So hang on. And then, Sam, please put Joe back on the line after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the Lions. We're going right back to Joe of Madison and a very important discussion about clean water. Joe, please continue with your remarks. I thought they were quite good.
Yeah, it was just I think sometimes you don't realize what you have and how easily it can be shifted and slowly stolen away. And the fact that this is a state that is, water is our most important resource that we have. Two Great Lakes, over 15,000 lakes, much, much larger than what Minnesota has, 30,000 miles of rivers and streams. That is a resource that some people are drooling over. People who have money, people who are making a long-term play in the same way that they did for fossil fuels, they're looking at water as a long-term play. So we need to be mindful of this. And as you said, these things can slip away so darn easily. I think it is so enraging that we are now in a situation in our state where we can't, a vote is indication of what you want, and oftentimes people are voting for change. So when people voted for Evers, they were voting for a change from what Walker had. Yet we are still stuck with Walker's appointees on the DNR, so that these decisions about what happens to our water, what happens with forever chemicals, are being directed by, we still have Walker appointees making these decisions and holding these things down. And then it goes to our Supreme Court, which again has Walker appointees on it, Walker candidates on it, Republican candidates on it. We voted for change, and it's very difficult to get. So we're losing the democracy, and it's affecting one of our most precious resources, which is water. So anyway, I just feel it's a really important subject, and you really can't focus on this enough, because, boy, once your wells are poisoned, man, that is a problem to get them back up to where the cleanliness that they had before. Thanks a lot for all you're doing, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And I really want to second what you said. And I'll just say this: when you it's more than just trying to correct our wells. I mean, on the forever chemicals, those chemicals exist for, you know, well into the future beyond our lifetime. And then the CAFOs with these nitrates, you know, trying to cleanse groundwater. Groundwater doesn't move very fast, and we are just frankly poisoning it. We extracted water with these deep wells. There are lakes and streams that are way below level and sometimes dried up in central Wisconsin. And it's geology. We have fractured bedrock and thin soil. So why are we permitting this? We're permitting it because exactly what you said, Walker appointees are still on the DNR because technically the Republican gerrymandered state Senate won't vote to confirm the new ones. And the Republican Supreme Court says that's fine. We have turned over the illusion of law and the lawmaking process to a partisan party that is not serving Wisconsin. I mean, it just isn't. So what do you do? They just extended gerrymandering until 2030. So now there's gerrymandering for 20 years, 2010 to 2030. Needs a new fighting Bob La Follette to come along. He faced some of the same things back in the 1880s, 90s, except as he was DA of Dane County, except that back then they didn't have the kind of chemicals that they do now that are polluting our water. Thanks for calling. Next up to bat is Jake of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind?
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was asking myself, why are they coming to petition to have what was already done by the Wisconsin Supreme Court? What was it, a year or two ago they had their ruling? Well, the reason is because the U.S., the Scottish got involved, with the gerrymandering matter. Said, oh, no, Brian, you better get in line. And he got in line. So I have a feeling this is one of many, not just from this state, but a ton of other states, where their state Supreme Courts made a ruling, and then the U.S. Supreme Court is going to say, hey, no, you got to look at it again. You're a Federalist, right? You're one of us. You're a tyrant, right? And I think that's the precedent it's set up. And then I think there's going to be other courts where conservatives or whatever they call themselves now, you know, spineless jellyfish like Hagedorn turned out to be, you know, they might not even think because they're afraid that the U.S. Supreme Court's going to say, hey, you're going to have to redo this ruling again. So I think this is just the beginning of the crime.
Well, that's an interesting point. Now, you know, there you're talking absolutely about gerrymandering. The Supreme Court here, as Republican as it is, had taken Evers' maps because of Hagedorn. So it was 4-3. And the three Republicans who voted against it right from the get-go are also the ones who voted not to certify Joe Biden as president. and to give it to Donald Trump, even though he lost the election. I mean, we have three people on that court who are simply Trumpites. But Hagedorn is in between, and yet, the Supreme Court overturned that. Supreme Court is Republican 6-3. The Supreme Court has not weighed in on this business of CAFOs and this business of can the DNR, the Walker DNR people continue. They haven't done it, that. But this Wisconsin Supreme Court has done their dirty work for them. So you're absolutely right. I mean, there's illusion of law, just like there was in Germany in the 1930s. But, you know, I don't know if you know this, but there's an awful lot of countries in this world who just adopted our Constitution. They have a First Amendment, due process. The only problem is if you do something they don't like, they show up and drag you off to a concentration camp, quite literally. In other words, it's all show and no go. Our Constitution is for real. It's for real up till now. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, you bring up the Supreme Court that I'll tell you, and they've been, some of them have been corrupt for a long time. Annette Ziegler, who before she joined the Supreme Court, judged at cases her husband was involved in when she was a local judge and didn't inform the opposing counsel, which is a direct, because there doesn't need to be any, it's self-selected ethics now, you know, for courts. And that's pretty disgusting right there, because when you cannot trust the judges to be honest, you know, the people's faith in the law is gone, because even the ancients recognize that. I mean, they actually executed corrupt judges back in, I think, ancient Persia, you know, because even then, where the law was a sorry sop to the common schlub, that they recognized that people had to trust that the law was actually in some way honest. But for Walker, I mean, what was the last act, Walker's last act, before he walked out the door in Wisconsin, as far as in governmental leadership? He signed the act that took away a lot of Governor Evers's power in the lame duck lemons legislation that they did in December of that would have been 18. I mean, that it just popped into my head again. I wanted to ask, is there a recess appointment authority that Evers has, because the legislature is now out? He should just say, I'm making recess appointments for all these things. Prine is out. And if he shows up again, we're going to lock, throw him in chains, and then the courts can decide how this thing is. But he says all these people are now in those offices because the legislature is out of session right now. They don't plan on coming back till next year. And just say, well, this is the way it goes, and you guys don't like it, you can actually show up again, and we're going to lock the doors on you guys. You're going to stay in here, and that you're not going to get out till you do some stuff that actually benefits the people of the state of Wisconsin rather than Trump the chump that you feel necessary to go down and worship the Cheeto Messiah.
You're raising a lot of good points. I mean, the short answer is Evers can make interim appointments, and let's give you an example. And what they do is the state Senate is cunning. They're corrupt, in my view. It's a gerrymander. But for instance, Brad Paff, who's now a state senator from La Crosse and running for Congress, had been designated as the Secretary of Agriculture by Evers, and they wouldn't confirm him. So he could serve, but the minute they voted not to confirm him, then he has to leave. So there's a lot of games being played, but basically Walker and the Republican Party are still in control of our environmental policy, and they're poisoning our water. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.